Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Monday. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For all those people that are listening in on Mondays at 11 p.m., we either do live or replays with a friend of ours. His name is Devon. And we call this Devon's Input. And one of the reasons why we call this Devon's Input is because as a customer of ours, he started off before he was a customer of ours and had lots of nice conversations with Devon. And then one thing led to another, and I learned a lot about him and his situation and some of the experiences that he was learning. So we decided to do a few radio shows. And in the process of doing those radio shows, we've covered a lot of topics, everything from, you know, building and running a home-based business to working through some of the challenges with disabilities. We've been through some of the online stuff that he's been working on, and today he's going to kind of bring us up to date on some of the things he's been working on. But it was really kind of interesting over time how Devon wound up having a transition, if you will, as a result of something that wasn't necessarily his fault. He moved to New Jersey, originally from New York, and didn't keep up to date with some of the shots that he was supposed to get due to some of the challenges that he might have had. And one thing led to another, and it kind of threw him for a loop. He wound up being detained in a hospital. So when I say detained, not under arrest, I'm talking about just like they said, hey, you got to stay here until we figure you out. And because you've been not within these shots for a while, so he was there for a little bit. We had a little bit of a lapse on the radio shows. Now he's out and kind of working his way up and through the various challenges associated with those things. And he's on the rebound where he's looking to do many things, including go to law school and maybe do some stuff as a virtual assistant and winding his way through the different options that he has. So, Devon, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
How are you doing, Peter, and welcome everybody who listens to Devon's Input. We're going to touch on a few topics tonight. One topic is about law school. The other topic is about, well, I have to correct Peter. I'm not doing the virtual assistant no more. I'm doing the CNA. I have to talk about that. I have to talk about, I was supposed to rent a room. That didn't work out too well. Other stuff about my invention I want to come up with an invention that can help eliminate rodents and stuff like that. So we can touch on two or more catastrophic discussions. One, let's get started about law school. Now, law school, you know, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago I'm supposed to go to a school, Concord University. One topic is that I took the law exam, the entrance exam, a couple of days ago, but I failed it by a few questions. I just got up my score today. I'm kind of disappointed, but on the other hand, you know, there's other law schools out there that I can go to besides the one I just mentioned. If that doesn't work, I have one more opportunity to take the law exam, the entrance exam to go to law school. And if I fail that in 3 months, then that's my last shot. I have to go to a different law school. But anyway, you know, I took the test. I see what this is about. So, you know, I can say on my second attempt, you know, my first attempt, I didn't pass. So my second attempt, I know what the questions are about now and how they're structured and stuff like that. So I can say on my second attempt, if I don't pass it then you know, I can always go to a different school or, you know, that school wasn't meant for me. But I want to touch on another topic, virtual assistant. I'm no longer doing that. I'm doing something else in the meantime. I'm doing CNA. It stands for Certified Nurse Assistant. And I have the opportunity to work for a company after I do my CNA to travel more. And that's why I want to travel more and get myself together out of the place I'm in, the safe haven that I'm in. I don't want to mention the company's name, but the company, they apply, they do everything from registered nurse to LPN to CNA and to medical technicians and stuff like that. So what I want to do is I want to work for the company as a CNA and virtually get my LPN, licensed practitioner nurse, and go with the company a little bit while I go to law school. But first I have to pass the law exam. I think that's very interesting, CNA. It's one step above the HHA when we're doing the home health aid. The home health aid is pretty good, but you work in people's homes, and the pay is not where I would want it to be. Like a CNA is more pay. LPN, you know, it's a lot more pay and a lot more. You have a lot more experience. And my a good friend of mine is an LPN, and she's been working there as an LPN for over 20 years now. But like I said, the pay is a lot more, and you gain more. You have more like responsibility. You're accountable for a lot more. You know, you work with people in the hospitals, clinics, medical centers, and stuff like that. The home health day, you work in a home, like I just mentioned. And, you know, I'm looking forward to doing virtual, a lot of different things. I was just trying to rent a room last week, but that didn't work out because what happened was my disability, they found out that somebody stole my Social Security number, and that they used my Social Security number to say that they get me some type of unemployment benefits. Now, I don't know what was going on. If I didn't call the Social Security Administration, they wouldn't tell me anything. I called them a couple of days ago to find out if I still eligible for SSI, and also I had an appointment to see my eligibility is to continue getting SSI, and they told me that somebody stole my SSI number, and it's in my name now that I received $450 of unemployment benefits each week since 2021. Now, I don't know nothing about that. Yeah, very, very scary. Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. So they told me it's the burden of me to prove that I'm not getting the SSI, I'm not getting the unemployment benefits of $450 a week. Now, I have to prove that. Now, whether it's my 2021 tax return or prove that I'm not getting that money in the paper check or is deposited into my bank account now. You know, so I'm figuring I should just stop getting SSI completely because I don't want to deal with that stuff. You know, a lot of fraudulent stuff was going on. You know, they have a life lock where you can use to, if anybody is trying to impersonate you or steal your identity, that's pretty good. Life lock, I heard of that a few years ago. But getting back to the main subject about my CNA and renting my room, well, CNA is very good, you know. I'm looking for, I'll also take the classes in a couple of weeks or so in the Bronx, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm still in the safe haven. I was supposed to be out of here last week, but the young lady I was supposed to rent a room from, that didn't work out because, you know, they don't take away my supplemental security income from me, and if I'm not working, there's no way for me to pay for the room, so it's better to just, you know, say, you know, I'm not going to, you know, rent a room again because there's no way for me to pay for it if I even lose my supplemental security income or I'm not working. So, you know, I decided to stay in the safe haven, save up my money that way, you know. What will I get a week? And I have to pay for the CNA classes each week, a little bit over $200 a week, you know, so that's kind of difficult on me also, you know, so I have to find some way to come up with the money. Getting back to law school, you know, people think, well, nothing in life is easy, you know, nothing in life is easy. You always have to strive and work hard and focus and concentrate on, you know, things you have to concentrate on to make yourself a better person. You know, whether it's work, whether it's your family, whether it's an exam, whether it's just life itself, you know, you still have to focus and make the best possible situation turn out for you to be the better thing in your life. You know, you have to just, you know, take life for what it is and say, well, I have to do such and such, and I just have to strive and, you know, maintain some type of balance and equilibrium to, you know, strive to be the best person you can be. My home health day I'm doing right now, I had to focus last week because my patient, he was assaulted. You know, he was assaulted after I left. I went from Monday to Friday from 9 to 1. The person that I take care of, you know, he was assaulted. I called the police the very next day. He was assaulted at night. And I called the police and they came. But my patient, he's very, you know, he can't really take care of himself too much. And, you know, he doesn't know how to, you know, respond to certain things, you know. So, you know, I had to take that upon myself because he can't call the police himself because he's not capable of doing that. It's just not his mental disability doesn't allow him to do stuff like that or to call anybody or to travel or to buy his own food or to cash his own check and stuff like that or to wash his own clothes or to bathe himself. So I take that accountability as my profession and the burden on myself to do those things for him. Now, what he told me and his brother told me, the person who assaulted him, they're going to put a police on him and have him arrested. The person who assaulted him, they assaulted him before, you know, so, and then my patient, you know, he got real, you know, he doesn't really take care of himself, so like I just mentioned, he had two black eyes underneath his eyes, you know, from the assault, and he had a couple of scrapes on his knees and stuff like that, so, you know, that just shows how he got assaulted and what were the results of it when I'm not there, you know. So he has a home health day on the weekend, but like I said, I can't be there every single minute of the day for him. You know, I'm only working there Monday through Friday from 9 to 1, you know. So that's 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. So I'm just there at a certain time, but they can't do that when I'm there because, you know, I'm his guardian, I'm his protection, you know. So other than being a regular home hall thing, you know. So getting back to law school is just that, you know, it's very challenging, law school. It's very challenging. The curriculum is challenging. It's just like I explained to Peter before. It's like I was going for my doctorate, my PhD, and going for my medical degree. It's very challenging, you know. You know, I took the exam, and I thought I would pass, but, you know, what can you say? It's more challenging than I expected. But like I said, I know now what to expect on the test if I take it again 3 months from now. And, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, study as hard as I can. Like I said, focus and study hard. And don't try to overstudy. Because sometimes when you overstudy, you know, you do yourself more damage than good. You do yourself kind of like a handicap when you overstudy because your brain is, you know, overthinking stuff, you know, overthinking the questions, overthinking what they're going to ask you, overthinking everything. So, like I said, it's just better that you just take your time and study, like time management. That's what I call it. I call it time management, you know, just, you know, take your time and, you know, and kind of schedule out and balance your life and your work and kind of separate two things. Kind of, I would call it like sequester, like they have an important sequester. I'm separating, you know, trying to have time for work, have time for school, have time for life, and, you know, you can just come out as your own in those three departments, you know. Like I said, you just have to bounce your life, you know. But I want to see if we can do a break right now with Peter.
Sure. So we'll take a quick minute break. We're on with Devon's input.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Devon. We call this radio show Devon's Input. And I got to share with you, Devon, I'm extremely proud of you on what you're doing to manage your way through some of the challenges that you're running across. So it's hard to get into law school, and it's hard for people in privileged positions to get into law school. And you're kind of got your, you know, you're a little bit with your back to the wall in some of the instances that you've been working on, and you're still persisting. And then in addition to that, you're basically like a big brother or like the guardian angel for other people in your life that can't take care of themselves. So while you're dealing with all the stuff that you're dealing with, you're also that guardian angel to for some people that are needy. And I really, I don't know how you do it. I applaud you, and really, you know, just I got to say we're proud of the things that you're working through and the process that you're working through them. And then, you know, the idea that, you know, you're in the metropolitan New York area, and the idea that you get ripped off for your, you know, your Social Security number for unemployment, and, you know, it's like for two years, people have been basically stealing your identity, and now you have to deal with that as well. Any one of these challenges might be too much for the average person to be able to keep their attitude up. And you've been doing an unbelievable job. Every time I talk to you, you're like, Peter, don't worry about me. I'll take care of myself. And like I said, I'm just kind of extremely proud of who you are and what you're working your way through. Although I wish it were easier for you, but, you know, I know you're going to make it. So if you're ready, we can continue with your radio show.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you so much. And I'm honored to have a talk show with you for the last over 27 months now. And thank you so much for your faith in me. I was going to say the reason why I sound like this, I just woke up at 10:49 this morning, tonight here, and I almost forgot I had to do a radio show, so that's why I sound like this. I just woke up probably 10 minutes before the show was supposed to start, so that's why I kind of sound like this. But anyway, also, I want to invent something. I came up with an idea a couple of years ago, and I talked to Larry. Larry's the person who I talked to a few days ago of last week to come up with an invention I want to come up with. But like I said, I'm trying to get it patented and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a pretty good invention. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want somebody to steal my invention. But, you know, come up with that stuff. You know, first of all, you have the idea to come up with certain materials and stuff like that, but then again, you have to come up with the money also. You know, that's a big factor. You know, coming up with money, how to spend the idea, and you know how to get that in stores and stuff like that. How to go to manufacturer and stuff like that, and how to create it. Then you have to go to the drawings and stuff like that, or what you want to be developed and stuff like that. So it's a lot of. It's a lot of heartache in that stuff, you know, like I said, especially the money part, you know, and then you don't know if the adventure is going to be a success or not, you know, so you have to deal with that type of burden And then also, I'm working on my third book. And I spent $110 to get my book started last week. My book is going to be about a lawyer. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show before, Peter, but my third book is supposed to be about an Esquire who's supposed to be somebody who's who's an alcoholic, and every time he goes to court, he's supposed to be a defense attorney. Every time he goes to court, you know, he, when he's sober, he's on the top of his game, but when he's, I would say, inebriated, or he's not in his right state of mind, he's kind of out there, you know, he kind of curses at the judges, he kind of makes lampoonish statements, you know, lampoonish way he acts, lampoonishly and mockingly and stuff like that, and he just outbursts in the courtrooms and stuff like that, and he ultimately wants to become what I want to become, that's a judge, you know, so, you know, that's what I'm working on also, but other than that, I'm still, like I said, there's a company I want to work for after I finish up my CNA. I hope that I'm finishing up my CNA sometime in the beginning of September, you know. I'm looking to work on that. And like I said, I'm staying very busy. I want to get my house in Pennsylvania. I'm busy with that. I haven't recently acted out on what I want to do by buying my house. Like I said, I'm buying my house. I have to go on the construction to get my house approved. I have to go under the construction. I want to build my house from scratch, you know. Like I said, I don't want anybody's old house, you know. So I'm going to some part in Pennsylvania. I don't know, probably in the Pocono somewhere in Pennsylvania. But like I said, you do, it's something, it's a good thing when I want to buy my house, because I'm working with a company, I don't want to mention their name, but they have something where they have a bundle where you can get your mortgage, you can get the land, you can get the house built, and when that's built, you get your loan for that, but I have to improve my credit score. And my credit score has been improved. I'm working with a company that has, they have improved my credit score somewhat over the last couple of months or so. So if I get my credit score up to a 680, you know, my credit score now is at 612 or something like that, I can start the process. And plus, I have to put down a down payment on the loan. And you cannot get a loan to for the down payment. It has to come out of your pocket, you know, because they'll find out if you got a loan or that when you try to put down that money for the down payment. So, and the closing costs also, it has to come from your pocket, you know, so I'm working on those things also, so, and plus I'm working on, you know, I want to meet somebody. I've met a lot of nice women since I lost my room, and I go to Starbucks sometimes, sometimes I go to McDonald's, sometimes I go to fancy restaurants, you know, and you know, and just eat out sometimes. Like I said, I can't remember. At the place I am, the Safe Haven, you get home-cooked meals here, but I can't tell you the last time I got a decent home-cooked meal from a home I live in, and somebody cooked me a meal, or I cooked myself a meal. I can't tell you the last time I had a decent home-cooked meal. You know, it's been a long, long, long time. So, you know, I'm just working on certain stuff. I always wanted to ask Peter, has anybody, you know, over the last several years, has anybody tried to, well, I don't really have a disability anymore. The disability that I had before, I don't really have it anymore, because I don't hear any cacophony sounds anymore. That I'm getting over, I got over that like 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, so I don't really hear any sounds anymore. So I don't really suffer with my disability. Well, the only thing I can suffer with my disability is sometimes I get these migraine headaches. You know, when I get the migraine headaches, I don't feel too well. It feels like it's kind of damaging the mind somewhat. You know, when I get these headaches, it feels like raindrops on my head. It feels like I get a burning sensation here. So I get a burning sensation on the right side. I get a burning sensation in the middle of my head. and I didn't have a burning sensation on my left side. So it feels like, it also feels like some type of something crawling on my face. It feels like cobwebs on my face sometimes. But I know that's part of my, a little bit of an impediment. But like I said, everybody has impediments now. You know, it's not like before where everybody was healthy. Everybody has something, an ailment wrong with them. But I don't know, I no longer suffer from hearing voices or being paranoid. I no longer suffer from that anymore. I got rid of that stuff, like I mentioned, like 4, 5, 6 years ago, I got rid of that stuff. You know, so I'm totally fine right now. Other, like I said, other than the headache, I'm completely fine. And next week, I plan to do another show. My topic on my next show is going to be about, you know, probably, you know, see if I can see getting a room in the meantime. Like I said, my ultimate goal is to get my house in Pennsylvania, you know, basic stuff like that, get my car. I'm looking for... I say this all the time for the last, 3 years now, looking for my girlfriend. I've met a lot of nice women here, but the women that I met, all of them are married, or they even have boyfriends and stuff like that. So I'm trying to get back in the dating scene. I talk to them every single day and see, you know, if they're single and stuff like that. So in about to close my show, you know, I'm doing a lot of hybrid things, you know. I'm doing a lot of... manifold meaning I'm being diverse in the variety of things I'm doing, and you know, hopefully it comes on its own real soon. You know, I am hopefully 2 years from now, when I'll probably come up with the money for my down payment and the closing cost of my house. Maybe 2 years of from now, I can look at this and laugh at it and say, well, you know, the Lord, at some point 2 years ago, he didn't have a home to live in, you know. I can laugh and say, well, look at me now, you know. Look at me, look at, I'm a successful, I have a successful business, or I'm a successful CNA, or I'm in law school, or I invented something, or I'm working on my 4th, 5th book or something like that. So anyway, Peter, just to close the show, you know, like I said, you know, everybody goes through struggles in life, but it's just to overcome them and survive. You know, that's the main thing I'm looking for, is to survive. So once I can do that, you know that, you know, I reach my pinnacle, and then I can overcome anything that life has to throw at me, the obstacles and the any roadblocks, any impediments life has to offer me, I can overcome it and just say, you know, life has thrown so much stuff at me, you know, that I'm not going to stop now. You know, I'm going to overcome everything life has to throw at me, and, you know, nothing's going to stop me. So, Peter, back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Devon. And first of all, it's 4th of July weekend, so happy 4th of July weekend.
I almost forgot to everybody out there, happy 4th of July, and have a safe and healthy 4th of July. I know that the pyro is going to be, it's supposed to be everywhere, you know, all 50 states who celebrate, you know, the 4th of July, the independence. It's 1776, we got our independence from the British, you know, so I don't really celebrate this holiday too much because, you know, I'm a mixture of Caribbean and Spanish and Indian, so I don't really celebrate that holiday too much, but everybody have a great, great 4th of July weekend. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Okay, good. Thanks, and we'll catch everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.